This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Campaigning for the second phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. Top leaders of all the political parties are busy in intense campaigning by holding back-to-back rallies and roadshows to woo voters in their favour. Voting for this phase will take place in 89 constituencies in 13 states on Friday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi said that Congress has been trying to reduce the reservation of scheduled tribes and scheduled castes and wants to provide reservation on the basis of religion. He was addressing the public meeting in Ambikapur city of Sarguja Lok Sabha constituency of Chhattisgarh today. He said that Congress wants to give the rights of scheduled caste, tribes and backward classes to its vote bank by changing the constitution. He said that only BJP can protect reservation. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah today accused the Congress and the Communist parties of taking support from anti-national forces like the PFI and the SDPI. Addressing a public meeting at Allapura this afternoon, the BJP leader alleged that both parties encouraged terrorism in Kerala for the sake of minority vote bank. He said under BJP rule, PFI-like organizations will not be allowed to thrive. He said this election is to free Kerala from the clutches of violence. Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge has said that society cannot be changed overnight and it requires deep deliberation and a legal basis. He was speaking at a social justice conclave organized by the Congress Party in the national capital. The Congress president added that Congress heroes have ensured both. He also said Congress has a history of fulfilling promises made to people. Senior party leader Rahul Gandhi also addressed the conclave. In Arunachal Pradesh, repolling was held at 8 polling stations of 4 assembly constituencies and Arunachal West parliamentary constituency amidst tight security today. Voting began at 6 a.m. and continued till 2 p.m. The Election Commission of India has declared the polling held on the 19th of this month at these polling stations for parliamentary and assembly elections void. Elections for the 2 parliamentary constituencies and Legislative Assembly of Arunachal Pradesh was held in a single phase on the 19th of this month. Marking National Panchayati Raj Day, the Ministry of Panchayati Raj is holding a one-day national colloquium of grassroots government in New Delhi today. Speaking to the inaugural session, Secretary of the Ministry of Panchayati Raj, Vivek Bhardwaj, hailed the regularization of panchayat elections as the most significant achievement of the 73rd Amendment. He also deliberated on the need for minimum qualifications for public representatives. In Rajasthan, the Medical Education Department has directed private and government hospitals to generate a unique national organ and tissue transplant organization, NOTTO-ID, for both donor and recipients in each case of human and tissue transplant. Without it, transplantation would not be possible. The Health Department has taken this step to ensure complete transparency in human organ and tissue transplantation. President Draupadi Murmu highlighted the pressing issue of climate change and underscored the critical role of forest conservation in combating its effects. Addressing the convocation ceremony of Indian Forest Service probationers at the Forest Research Institute in Dehradun today, the president said that mankind is deliberately making the mistake of forgetting the importance of forests. She stressed that humans are not the owners, but the protectors of the earth's invaluable resources. The Leh-Manali National Highway, which was closed in November last year following snowfall, has been opened by the Border Roads Organization, BRO, for the movement of army vehicles. Project Himang in Leh and Project Deepak in Himachal Pradesh carried out the snow clearance operations. The U.S. Senate has approved a controversial landmark bill that could see TikTok banned in America. The bill will now be handed over to the U.S. President Joe Biden, who has vowed to sign it into a law. If that happens, the owner of the app ByteDance of China will have 9 months to sell its stake or the app will be blocked in the U.S. If ByteDance is forced to sell its stake, it will still need approval from Chinese officials. Beijing has vowed to oppose any such move. And that is the end of this news bulletin.